From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The G20 summit of the world's richest economies wrapped up Saturday against a backdrop of angry protests and a pledge by leaders to fight protectionism in the face of U.S. President Donald Trump's America First policy and Brexit. Luis Ramirez reports from Hamburg.
The last day was long and filled with difficult meetings in a difficult setting.
It's been really incredible the way things have been handled, and nothing's easy, but so professionally and without much interruption, despite quite a few people.
Anti-capitalist demonstrators intensified their protests, burning, looting, and trying to block access to the G20 venue. Police estimated 100,000 people were on Hamburg Street Saturday. Authorities were ready with water cannons and thousands of reinforcements. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
Iraqi authorities will imminently announce a final victory in the battle to recapture Mosul from the Islamic State group. Jihadists that remain in Mosul are fighting to the death in a tiny area just two blocks of the old city next to the Tigris River. U.S. Brigadier General Robert Sofke says that those remain are desperate. Some of those left behind are trying to blend in with fleeing civilians by shaving their beards and changing their clothes. Others are playing dead, then detonating explosive vests as Iraqi security forces come close. Two physicians from Western nations visiting ailing Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo in Chinese hospital Saturday after reviewing Liu's medical history and a report on his treatment. The doctors, accompanied Chinese experts, discussed his condition with the family members. This is VOA News.